You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
216-578-0850. That's the way to get on with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound, check out the all-new BrownsCast podcast. The Cleveland Browns have given Max Linsky, the host of the show, complete access to the organization. Max interviews players, coaches, and some less familiar figures, including Brad Mellon, the equipment manager, and a very fascinating BrownsCast I urge you to check out, who play an integral role in managing the day-to-day business of the organization. It's a whole new way to learn about the Browns. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, the Browns mobile app, or download BrownsCast from the iTunes store. It's time now to bring in our producer, Dave DiNatale, and go around the league.
Number one.
All right, gentlemen. I want you to, you know, this is always dangerous here to have you guys rank things, so I'll explain the rules here.
Okay.
Rank the league's undefeated teams from 1 to 6. Best being 1, not as good being 6.
Okay.
Remember, the 6 undefeated teams right now: New England, Green Bay, Carolina, Atlanta, Denver, and Cincinnati.
All right. I'm going to go New England 1, Green Bay 2, Denver 3, Cincinnati 4, Atlanta 5, Carolina 6.
All right. I'm close. I'm going to go New England 1, Green Bay 2, Cincinnati 3, Atlanta 4, Denver 5, Carolina 6.
I think Denver's D is just so good. I like it. But those teams are, to me, New England and Green Bay are in a class by themselves.
Yes.
Right now, at this point in the season.
So if I were to say, okay, who's got the best chance of staying unbeaten longest, you guys would say Green Bay or New England?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
I don't see New England losing anytime soon because Tom Brady is playing as if he's on another planet.
He's a man on a mission.
Yes. Speaking of Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Number two.
Coming up, we've got Indianapolis and New England this weekend. First Deflategate rematch here for these two teams since the AFC Championship. Now, is the whole Deflategate payback really a story between the teams, or is it just going to be media hype?
I think it's going to be a lot of media hype. It'll mean nothing to the player. It'll mean something to Tom Brady. It'll mean something to the Patriots, but from a Colts standpoint and the players in the locker room, it's going to be a non-issue. They're a team with Andrew Luck, I believe, practicing today, but, you know, having that shoulder injury, that is at 2-3, fighting for their lives in a bad division in the NFL.
This is personal to Bill Belichick. It is personal to Tom Brady. You couldn't make the spread high enough. If gambling were legal in this country, there's not a spread that is high enough that would make me want to do anything than take New England. I think they are going to try to win
about the same way they won in the AFC Championship.
I think they might try to win by 80. I think Bill Belichick might try to go for the first 100-point game in NFL history. I think there will be what he likes to call the old FU touchdown after FU touchdown after FU touchdown. They are going to run absolutely wild on this Indianapolis Colts team.
And with the shutout?
I expect them to do whatever they can to embarrass the Colts and make a statement and deliver pain like we see in Mopet.
What is that spread?
9.
Oh. That's easy. And the over-under?
55.5.
Wow.
That's a college total.
It is.
That's like TCU in Texas or somewhere.
Yes.
You know, TCU in Baylor.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Number 3.
The Detroit Lions are 0-5. Who do you put the blame on most for that disastrous start in Motown?
A lot of it has to fall on Jim Caldwell. I think for having his team unprepared, and then, you know, some of the onus has to fall then on the players' inability to be healthy. Stafford's not playing well. Megatron is a shadow of himself, too. DeAndre Levy now is going to have hip surgery after missing the first 4 games, coming back and re-injuring that. They just paid him $33 million. So can they go 0-16 again?
What is this music? It's fantastic.
Rocky?
It's NFL Films music. It's Sam Spence's turnaround, but it kind of reminds me of the Rocky training montage. I kind of like it.
I'm right in the 80s right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely in the 80s.
Got the Casio synthesizer out.
Good call, Dino. Yes, Casio was the brand of choice for those in the synthesizer game back in the 80s. I think everybody's to blame. That team just looks lost. Worst running offense in the NFL. One of the worst passing offenses in the NFL. Their defense has not been much better. They just look completely lost. I don't think they have leadership direction. They have not done a good job managing their talent either. So I'm going to say everybody is to blame.
Listen to that synthesizer. What? My goodness.
I mean, it is good.
My goodness.
I'll make you want to put on like a white suit with like a teal undershirt and head down to Miami.
That's right. All right, guys.
Number four.
You ever had a white suit before?
No.
You didn't roll like Sonny Crockett back in the day, Wilhelm?
Miami Vice.
No.
Man.
I know what you guys are talking about. Okay. I just never had one.
All right. Well. Brian Hoyer or Ryan Mallett? Who would you roll with this Sunday if you're Houston?
Ryan Mallett.
If a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, does anybody care? Who cares? Who cares what they're doing? That place is the box. Honestly, if they don't think Ryan Mallett's the answer, and he hasn't looked very good, you know Brian Hoyer isn't the answer, so why not play Tom Savage?
True.
Why not? Could it be much worse?
You talk about dysfunctional.
Scoff or Goff. Start the scoff for Goff.
That guy, Mallett, got hurt for a play or two and then was out and he was done. They're a pick'em, by the way, on the road against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who've got Blake Bortles, Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns doing some things out there, 116 yards in back-to-back games. That's a fun team to watch. Gosh, I still – Allen Robinson, every time I see him, guy's averaging 18 yards a catch. Guy's got 5 touchdowns on the season. Just wish he was wearing the brown and orange.
Yeah, you were high on him, I know.
I was. Penn State, Nittany Lion.
And finally, guys.
Number five.
Give me the NFL's most competitive division right now. Not necessarily the best division, but the most competitive.
I would have to say the most competitive division in football right now first would be the NFC West. Cardinals, mm-hmm. Rams, Niners are the bottom dweller, but then the Seahawks, of course, who are going to compete each and every week. And then secondly, I'd have to say, after the fight on Monday Night Football, and this, you know, with a slight bit of bias, I'd say the most competitive AFC North. Very competitive division.
All right, I'm going to go with the NFC East right now. Every team within a game of first place, you got a 3-2 Giants atop, and then 2-3 Dallas, 2-3 Washington, 2-3 Philadelphia. And the other one I'd say is the AFC South, because I think the Atlanta-Carolina competition to win that division is going to be fierce, both undefeated right now, though Carolina's got to go on the road and take on the Seattle Seahawks here in week number 6.
All right, guys, that is Around the League.
All right, that'll do it for Around the League. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up here on today's edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. And I see plenty of questions coming in to the mailbag, so we will get into those as well when we return on ESPN 850 WKNR.